Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you. No fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
Brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, artists and exhibitionists, voyeurs and connoisseurs, all you children of sex, and we are all children of sex. We may or may not be children of God, Jesus, Allah, or even Zeus. But we are all children of sex, and sex is what we're talking about here on Radio Susie One. Worldwide revolution, worldwide sexual revelation on the World Wide Web, broadcasting live from the speakeasy in the soul of downtown L.A. And I'm a little out of breath. Because I've just been having sex. Well, close. I've been watching Nina Hartley get a spanking. And I brought her home with me. Back to the speakeasy. Nina Hartley is here. Carol Queen is here. And I'm so excited. Also, my friends Natasha Skinsky and Tommy Lee and this beautiful new girl. Who are you? Jamie. Jamie is here next to me. I'm so excited. It's unbelievable. But I haven't seen Nina in years and Carol in more years. And so, everybody, welcome. Nina Hartley, Carol Queen, coming fresh from the Victoria Woodhull Freedom Foundation. Yes, we need our freedoms protected. Because, you know, we can get a little insecure with our freedoms climate we're in these days. Anyway, how you guys doing?
Great.
Great. My butt has calmed down.
Yeah. You were getting it. You were giving it up for charity.
I was.
Giving up the butt.
Yeah. Well, my butt cheeks are public property.
Well,
the crack is invitation only, though.
I had someone ask me if they were real. And I said, absolutely. They are real.
Oh, my butt cheeks?
Your butt
yes.
cheeks. Yeah. Yeah, the butt cheeks. I mean, those
the
are...
The boobs
neat.
Are aftermarket.
Well, you know,
but
the butt cheeks are your trademark.
Yes.
That's your... You know, I mean, when the doctor slapped your butt, he must have gotten a hard on.
Oh, I just said they bought me my Chevy.
And Carol.
Susie, it's so great to be back.
Welcome back, Miss Queen.
Thank you.
Queen Carol. That is her real name, just like Nina's butt cheeks are her real butt cheeks. Carol Queen's name is really Queen on her birth certificate and everything.
And I must say that this is the San Francisco sex mafia.
Yeah, okay. Except Nina
pretty
now
much.
Lives in L.A.
But
my heart
is in the Bay Area always.
My heart is in San Francisco.
Yeah. As long as your butt cheeks stay down here.
Exactly,
you know.
So, right. Right, exactly so.
So we were just at a benefit
for the Woodhull Freedom Foundation. I went from one academy to the other. I'm so, like, urban tonight. You know, I'm just like Chickalita out on the town. I went to the Television Academy for this Fashion Institute party, and then to the Sex Academy for the Woodhull party. So the Woodhull party is much more soulful. Not that I don't like all the television people. They're very cool. I love television, even though it's, like, losing it to internet, of course, but, you know, we'll always need sex in one form or another. I mean, it changes forms, you know, whether it's physical or cyber or telephone or S&M or porn or marriage, you know. There's so many forms, but it's always there with us somehow or another, always, always there.
Yeah, and I also want to say something for the younger kids that are here tonight. And there are some younger
kids who don't remember when sex was just real.
Right. And that don't remember the revolutionaries of this incredible war against oppression, against women. Some of those captains and generals and lieutenants are sitting right here tonight. And I'm so proud.
Amen and a women.
Thank you, Max. But, okay, but I got to say, I feel like we're second generation of that war. We learned from the best, too. So,
right. Yeah.
Well, we have some first generation warriors here that have been.
I have a 65-year-old.
65-year-old. Woo-hoo!
Prosecuted 24 times.
Oy.
In the United States.
Represent, Max.
And all because you just want to talk about sex in a way that helped people.
You got it.
But no, that's obscene. No, that's exploitative. No, that's just wrong. You can't do that. You can't help people. They have to be miserable.
Yeah.
With no orgasms.
Well,
no orgasms.
There's a lot of people that think that sex is something that needs a lot of controlling. I mean, you know,
it's taboo.
It's taboo. It's taboo. Although taboo is kind of a sexy word.
Mm. I like it.
But, you know, I'm not sure. Are we in a period of backlash, do you think, or progress?
I think the backlash is building. You know, back in the 70s, after we got rid of Richard Nixon, our side went and partied because we stopped the war. We got rid of the president. We were going to have a good time. And the people who were left behind, Karl Rove and that whole ilk, they kept plotting. They were angry. They're bitter. They're unhappy. And while we were out having those fabulous orgies and discovering fisting and all kinds of incredible things, they were thinking...
They were gathering the religious right.
Yes. And now the religious right has joined in an unholy matrimony with the so-called radical feminists, so-called left, so-called progressives, and they are operating on the same playbook, and because sex is something that's dangerous to women, that men do to women, and that women need protection from, because we don't know our own little minds. And so they're the ones who are, they're the ones that talk about trafficking, human trafficking.
But they're out of the White House now. I mean,
but they're in academia, and
they're ingrained in academia, and academia takes longer to change.
Yes.
The White House is, you know, I mean, I think we got a fairly sexy couple in the White House right now.
We've got a sexy couple, but I think it would be a mistake to think that they were sex positive. I think I think we all want to hope that they are.
Yeah.
And actually, my answer to your question is both at once. It's both a progressive time and a rather dangerous time.
Right.
Because we've got, you know, a generation of young people who have grown up with a lot of influences, many of which I would call completely positive.
Yes.
A lot of information,
and influences from you and you. I mean, they've been influenced
and you
by
and all of
a
us.
Lot of
that's
positive
right.
stuff.
And I think that there may be a moment coming when a bunch of people who think, oh, that stuff is all old, gets really surprised by a new conservatism that builds not necessarily in the guise of the conservatism we've just left behind us.
Well, I'll tell you what I think is the biggest danger. I mean, I do think, personally, we're making a lot of progress, mostly progress.
I think the biggest danger to the right wing is us.
Well, okay, that's
and we're
true.
Sitting here, and we've been doing it for many years.
But let me just
And they're right. We're going to pervert everybody, okay? That's it.
That's true.
Sex.
Hallelujah.
Right.
Brother Max. But really, the biggest danger is that the biggest industry in the United States today, the growth industry, is the prison industry.
Yeah, that's right.
And it's a big growth industry. Mm-hmm. And it pulls people in for whatever excuse it can come up with.
And much of it is about sex offenders, people who take a leak behind the gas station.
Or take pictures of themselves and send them to their friends.
That's
right. And corroborating institution, kind of related institution, would be the institutions that take people's children away because they do S&M or whatever they do.
Right. Or swing.
Or swing.
Yeah.
And this is a huge industry. The prison industry is huge and building and growing and lots of jobs. I mean, these are jobs for regular people. And they just want, you know, guests in their hotel, basically.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
It's a body count.
Well, I think it's crucial to tell average people who, you know, read Megan's list and get all freaked out and things like that, that people wind up on sex offender lists, not only for violent offenses,
for taking a leak.
For doing consensual gay things. I mean, there are all kinds of ways that people get on sex offender lists
that most of us
are not freaked out about anymore.
Carol, yeah. I just came out of prison, you know that.
Did you know that?
I know you had a little vacation now.
Know that.
I don't know the whole story.
Mother Max has been freed from the Bastille.
Yeah.
He was in there. And listen to this. He was in there on a failure to appear on charges that were dismissed.
Oh, Lord.
But they wanted him to... They wanted guests in the hotel.
This man published these horrible things in 1973.
Oh, geez.
And he ought to go to prison forever. And I went to prison as a sex...
Offender.
Wow. No, you didn't.
Well, no.
You didn't.
No. Wait. Let's explain this. I was charged by my children. Okay. They've recanted.
Good. Okay. Yes.
Yes. Very nice. Of course, Daddy went to prison. And now today, if you took a leak in Oregon 20 years ago.
Yep.
And you didn't register in California, they come and they get you and they put you away. And that's what I saw, and we wore yellow bands.
Really?
Like the Nazis.
Yellow bands. Fortunately, he wasn't on a sex offense. It was actually on a failure to appear. But
on
they
a case
dismissed
that
the charges because everything was recanted. It was just a terrible family problem. Mm. Probably I was the cause of it. But anyway, it was a family problem, and then they recanted, and then
it was actually a revolutionary problem that involved Annie Sprinkle, myself, Willem de Ridder.
Let's tell the truth here.
It was a family matter, and it was because we educated, we talked, we were open, and we were in another time, and then we had to fill up
the prisons.
Some hotel rooms.
We had to fill up the prisons because they are the biggest growth industry in America. Well, maybe not the biggest, but one of the biggest. They are big, aren't they?
And I
got to know a lot of the prison officials, and they're all very, very nice.
Yes.
Because they have a job to do, and they're very happy to have your person there. and they just want to get paid, and they want their uncles and their cousins to get paid as well. And this is all, we need more jobs, and we're going to build more prisons, and we're going to fill them up with people. And we fill them up, basically, we don't like those violent offenders, because they're kind of dangerous. So we like to fill them up with drug offenders and sex offenders.
Right.
That's what's
They don't shoot back.
Yeah.
It's like, forget rehab, let's just put them in prison.
And that would be a good party if it wasn't in prison.
Right.
The prison party.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, anyway.
And it's a great danger that we face constantly because, as Carol was saying, it's constantly in flux. It's all fluctuating and, you know.
Well, I'm sorry, go ahead, Susie.
We have two callers. Do we want to take them?
What do they want to do, masturbate?
I don't know. One of them wants to talk about sex addiction, and one of them wants to talk about his foot fetish.
Can I just make one little point based on what Max was saying? Make a big point. I'll make a big point, actually. I will, because
penetrate us with that point.
If anybody out there is thinking, oh, well, actually, we need jobs in this country, it sounds like this might actually be kind of a good thing, and, you know, and Max is all right, he's out, and, you know, Uncle Fred will get out for the pot offense eventually,
right.
And folks who have been in prison don't get to vote anymore. There's yeah. this enormous right. movement to yeah. disenfranchise Americans who have been in prison.
And a lot of Americans have been in prison.
And disproportionately,
by the way, some proportion is of color.
Yep.
Some
well, and let me add something here. First of all, we've got almost 3 million people.
And more and more women.
Now in prison. Yeah. And more women.
Yeah.
Okay.
And mothers of young
women
children.
Women who want to live and not work at McDonald's.
A lot of hookers.
You know?
Yeah. Thank you.
A lot of hookers. I had a wonderful hooker in my cell. nice tits
Actually,
and everything.
Actually, you did.
Yeah, I did. But
the trannies do well yeah, in prison.
I
if
bet.
You want to call that well, yeah. I don't know.
It's a very, very dangerous game with 3 million people in prison. And the biggest growth in prison population today is people who are interested in sex.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're after us.
Yeah,
seriously.
Again, yeah.
Max
Hardcore, John Pagliano.
Yeah.
Yep.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They're in prison.
So when we say that sexual freedom is a fundamental human right, and people, somebody at the benefit just recently said, you know, yeah, I don't see any problems. I'm having the sex I want to have. Yeah. It's like, yeah. Well, if everybody in America could say that, and if you could say that ongoingly, and there wouldn't be any problems saying, sure, we're all good, then maybe we wouldn't need Woodhull.
They won't step forward, though.
Well, no, everybody's not all good.
Yeah. No.
Right.
So,
and in L.A., it's easier to have it because there's communities. But if you're in Podunk and you have kinky,
exactly.
if you have kinky
exactly.
desires, it's hard to find people to connect with. There's no place to congregate. There's no place to meet other people. I actually meet them in person and say hello and make contact. And there's a lot of isolated people out there. You reach out to the wrong person. They get upset. They call the cops. And all of a
right.
sudden, exactly. you're some horrible pervert. And you thought you were just being friendly.
I think it's great. To have an organization like this, you
yeah.
know, I mean, there's the Free Speech Coalition, which is great, but
it's porn,
they're kind
that's
of
porn specific.
Very porn, exactly.
Porn specific.
They're all about porn. And by the way, how is Max Hardcore doing?
He's in jail.
I mean, he's in prison.
He's
in federal prison.
For two more years, I think.
Yeah.
Still there, yeah.
Do you know how he's doing?
Probably doing okay. They
we
they,
all do okay in there.
Okay. I mean, quite frankly, he's so popular. I'm sure he's a hero behind
yeah.
bars.
Well, so
Max,
is Max.
By
Hardcore.
The way, the only thing that saved me in prison,
yes,
and in Twin Towers, and let me, you're right, but let me just say this: in Twin Towers, which is the Abu Ghraib, okay, with beatings,
yeah.
with
oh.
beatings and beatings of
total beatings.
Old people.
Mainly of people that can't hear. When
sex offenders.
Say, get yeah. on your knees. Down on your knees. And some people, you know, they're like can't hear or they're retarded or something.
Yeah.
And those are the ones that get beaten.
Ah!
The only thing that saved me in there was Dr. Susie Block, which every gang member grew up with.
That's right.
18th Street Gang, all the gangs. And
oh, yeah, they were talking to me, trying yeah. to jerk off on the phone with me. Hello. I'm a friend of Max.
Did you send pictures, naughty pictures?
I tried to talk to them about their PC muscles.
All right.
I did. I
Make
was like,
your dick jump.
Because okay. they say, like, I can't jerk off too easy. There's a guy next door. I said, all you have to do is squeeze and release your PC muscle, and you can come like that without even jerking off, you know. And they were like, wow, that works.
It also helped you have something in your butt, but okay.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
it also helped with the guards because
yeah.
they all grew up on us. And
right, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And then the few times I've been arrested, after arresting me, then they asked for autographs.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah. of course. Yeah.
The dirtiest letter I ever got was from a prisoner, and I thought to myself, he had a lot of time to
yes,
work that up.
His beautiful handwriting.
Handwriting, pages
wow.
and pages
yeah.
and pages
yeah.
of handwriting.
I actually wrote an erotic story about this letter. It was so impressive. So,
wow.
Yeah.
And they're very specific and detailed, these letters. You know, they want.
They got a lot of time.
Yeah.
To think about it and to write it out, yeah.
Yeah.
I just want to tell you, all the lines are lit up.
Okay.
That's
okay.
all right.
So, we got all kinds of subject matter
here.
Not,
all kinds of people.
Should we talk
here.
To these people?
No. Not for a while. Just listen.
Hang on, folks.
Yeah, we'll be with you in a few minutes. I'm so honored to have you guys here tonight.
But it's been a while.
I haven't seen you in so long.
The last place, actually.
Yeah.
Well, we want to know what you want to talk about, what you want to promote, or what are you up to?
Promote revolution.
We're promoting the Woodhull Foundation. By the way, Victoria Woodhull's a big role model, I think,
right.
for all of us.
Yeah.
woman who started as a hooker hypnotist and ran for president of the United States.
And also first woman to trade on Wall Street.
Yep.
Had a successful trading house.
Very, very successful woman.
But
I think the richest woman in America for
Anthony
a while.
Anthony Comstock done her in.
Yeah.
And
her and Margaret Sanger.
And perhaps would not have been done in if she hadn't tried to call out hypocrisy in a religious man. That was how she actually went down.
Yeah, she called out
an affair.
Beecher. Ward Beecher.
Harriet Beecher Stowe's brother.
Right. And he was having an affair with the wife of a friend, and she called him out, and they just couldn't have that.
Yeah, because they were like Puritans or something.
Well, he was a preacher, and she was, of course, she promoted free love. You know, if you get to have lovers, so do I.
Yeah.
And being not necessarily being married, and so it was just terribly radical at the time.
She wasn't much for hypocrisy, though.
No.
Of course, there was nothing relevant like that happens anymore.
Oh no.
Not at all.
So we're here. We're here specifically for the Woodhull Freedom Foundation. Woodhullfreedom.org or foundation.org. I always forget.
Woodhull Freedom Foundation.
But
I don't know what the
I think it's woodhullfoundation.org.
I think that's right.
And we need you. It tracks nationwide legislation. We don't have money or time to go state by state. But there's horrible stuff happening at the local level.
Everywhere.
So now let's talk about your sex lives.
Oh, mine's great.
Tell us.
No, let's talk about the whole. The Woodhull Foundation.
Okay. And the wood. Don't forget the wood.
The wood and the hole.
Right. And then you got to have the hole.
If you got money,
a
motherfucking fascist who jerks off in the middle of the night somewhere.
You need this
money. You need this foundation because they're going to come and get you. Get it right.
They're going to take away your porn and your
Yacht and all your shit. Okay. That's what they want.
Absolutely.
Right. So you better donate.
Because they make money off of it.
That's right.
Because it's a growth industry.
That's right.
Okay.
Okay.
So now can I ask them about their sex lives?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Go ahead.
My husband. Oh, here's April Flores.
Oh, my God. For those of you who don't know April, she is a juicy-licious girl.
Everyone knows April. But April is fantastic, and we love her here.
We were talking about her earlier
today. Actually.
Oh, really? I called you down from the heavens, baby.
Oh, my God. I haven't seen her in a while. She's just so yummy. Oh, big bouncing boobies.
How's that sex life? I want to hear it.
It's good. Actually, we had a foursome the other day. It's really hard for Ernest.
Foursome. Now, you have a man.
I have Ernest Green.
Is he married to you?
Yes, we're legally married. I changed my name. I got a tattoo.
Really?
Wacky, I know.
I didn't even do that.
I know. Weird.
But, so what's your last name now?
Oh, Levine.
Levine. God, you're
or Green.
Like a typical Jewish
totally,
girl.
Totally. But actually,
Jap, jap.
Yeah, totally. I was before, but now it's really bad. And so when we're together, we're a male dom, I'm a switch, so we're a male dom couple. It's hard to find, we like to swing, but it's hard to find other couples who have the right configuration of power exchange that works. All that. Plus, God like her, God like him, blah, blah, blah. So we had a really nice time of the day with a lovely young couple in the adult business, and she came over to do my show, and we had the conversation, because her man was there too. We ended up having a really nice time after dinner. It was really great.
Excellent.
And we hadn't had a foursome in ages.
So now, did you do him and
yeah, we are full swappers.
So you went with him and he went with her.
We were back and forth, tag teaming.
And he went with her as well?
A little bit, but not, it was mainly about the boy-girl action. Mm. Wasn't a whole lot of girl-girl action. You know, I greased her up and she greased me up, and gave us a chance to put on the gloves and everything and go spelunking around in tender parts.
Ooh.
Darn heck, can't stand it. But it was really nice.
Great.
And, of course, the personal sex life, as bad as my sex life was for the 20 years I was married, that's how good it is now.
All right, you're getting me horny now.
Bad as your sex life was
for the 20 years of my first marriage, that's how good my sex life is
so
now.
So your first marriage, I mean, you were married also
to two people.
Two people,
a male and female. And
but you weren't having much sex with them, was that?
Not after the first five years.
Nice,
no, they were nice enough, but they weren't right for me. They weren't nice for me.
Right.
And I just stayed a long time, so I now having a
You met them when you were very young.
At 20.
Yeah.
People out there listening, don't get married at 20, okay?
Have sex with them, whatever. Yeah. Don't get legally married till you're 30. Just don't do it. Because your 20s are for being stupid and trying things and going to Europe and having fun things.
I didn't
And later on, after 30, then you can realize, you know what, this person is
then you've
a
slowed
keeper.
Down and you know what you want.
Yeah.
Exactly. A little bit. Yeah. A little bit more.
A little bit more. But your 20s are crazy. Your 20s are made to be crazy. That's what the 20s are for, is to go have it. Try this. Try that. Go here. Do this.
Feel your own.
And not be weighed down by a relationship. It was crazy of me.
And so no, you
do it. Well, you know, you did all right. I mean, so
I ended up fine, though. I really did. I have a great partner
you have
now.
To go through that.
And he's one of those guys. You know, when I left my first husband, I said to myself, I will be 80 with cats before I will have a possessive partner ever again. Mm. I don't care. I'll have love. I'm not. I don't care. And right out the gate, I met somebody who, as he says, what you do with your body when I'm not there, I don't care. And he means it. Love you.
Well, you're not just a porn star swinger. You're an icon.
So they say. So they say. I'm just a freaky bitch who likes what she does.
Well,
you know why I got into porn? I got into porn because that's where the naked chicks were.
Right.
That's
right.
Why I got into porn.
But why? Let me ask Carol this. Yes. Let me ask Carol this question about Nina, because you can't answer this. Why is she an icon? Of all the porn stars. I mean, she's lasted a long time, but there's a lot
Jenna
of porn
Jameson, there's
yeah,
all
there's
of
a
these.
Lot of them. But
why
Nina
is
Nina an icon?
Nina is an icon because of all the porn stars that have come down the pike, people can look at her movies and say, that woman's enjoying herself.
Yeah.
That woman's got.
Yeah.
That woman is doing what she wants to do.
Yeah. That's definitely part of it. I wouldn't say it's the whole thing, but that's definitely a very important part. You enjoy it so much,
and
we know you do it outside of the film.
And for 25 years, you know, like your show, and Carol for 25 years, we've been working our beat for 25 years consistently. We clearly mean it. It clearly is important to us. It's clearly personal.
I haven't grown out of it.
There's not much hypocrisy factor.
Right.
Not
exactly.
So much.
And,
right.
we live the dream. We live what we preach. Like you, we practice what we preach. We walk the walk and talk the talk. And over people who are... Like, you've been broadcasting the Susie frequency for all these years, and you get the feedback from people...
The Susie frequency.
Who have their tuners tuned into the Susie frequency, and they go, oh, my gosh.
Tune into the Susie
yes.
frequency.
And Carol has the Carol frequency, and Annie Sprinkle has
right.
it. So people
right.
who really mean it, who really mean it...
And we don't give up.
No, emotions are contagious.
And
so
you can
you really
arrest us,
it,
you can beat us, you can
you
fuck us.
And you see it on the stage or the camera.
Doesn't matter.
It comes off the camera and you get it. And so people, they know us. They've heard Carol Reed say, oh, my gosh, yes, I've had
and
that
porn
experience.
And porn is a wonderful profession, I think.
I think so.
But it's also a kind of a tough profession, mostly because of what society says about it.
Yeah.
But also, like sports is tough. You know, sports is tough on the body. Football players get hit in the head a lot.
Right.
And porn people get
beat on the head.
Beat in various ways. Different heads.
By the headboard often.
Yeah.
The headboard. Yeah,
and it's just wonderful to see someone who's so beautiful and so energetic and been in it for quite a while.
I never retired and came back.
By the way, Nina.
Never retired and came back.
Nina,
that's
I got to tell
important.
You a story. One day, we're boarding an airplane, right? Okay, Susan and I, we're going
this is funny.
To a convention. We're going to a party.
Skill.
Okay. And Susan's, and I'm wheeling, like I'm the slave.
It's very crowded.
I'm married, it's crowded, and I'm carrying the
all
thing.
All the luggage,
a lot
right.
of people. In the middle of the aisle, right? And Susan says, there's Nina Hartley.
And we just see the back of you. Just the back. Totally the back.
I said, where? Now, right there, about four people ahead of us, that's Nina. And
lo and behold.
And Susan says, Nina.
Nina, and you turn around.
And
you're like, hi.
And I think we were going to the Bunny Ranch or somewhere.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
That could have been. I don't remember
where
we were going, but definitely. I recognized you by your butt.
Yes.
Totally.
You know, that's the other reason.
I've often said if I didn't have big blue eyes and the butt that I have, I would not have had a career as long because I'm in possession of a couple of fetish objects, like Flores's boobs, you know. You'd say she's just... Besides her being her and gorgeous, if you're a boob man, she's your girl.
Yeah.
And so I have, if you're a butt man, I'm your girl. There's lots of other butt girls now. It's fantastic.
Well,
I was the original. And
they don't have your butt girl.
And I never left. And so I'm, so some guys, it's very comforting. They grew up with me.
Right.
And, and
you're part of their sex life.
Yes, yes, yes. Because they, I always tell,
everyone has nostalgia
yes.
for the first thing they jerked off to, the first thing they had an orgasm to, the first moment. I mean, I have
yes.
a little bit of that from
sure.
people that grew up on my show. If they couldn't afford porn, they watch Public Access.
Sexified
when,
a lot.
Hey,
yeah.
I'm sorry. We've raised a whole generation
it's
of
great.
Children
okay.
here.
Wonderful.
And it's
no, great.
Great.
Yeah.
Okay.
Makes
better
a big
than
impression.
The cigarette companies.
Absolutely.
Better than the bankers.
No, and they get to these. By the way, I have a question for you, Dr. Susie.
Yes.
I loved your book, The Ten Commandments of Pleasure. Is it still
bless
in print?
You. Yes, of yes. course.
It's a great book. People out there listening
yes,
don't have it.
Yes, it's absolutely in print. Buy it on my site.
It's
buy
a wonderful,
it
wonderful
on
book.
Amazon.
All right on.
Thank
Yay.
You. And I have your quote about it being the best commandments to come along in 1,000 years.
It was a really
or 2,000 years.
It was a really, yes. It was. It's a great book. It's wonderful.
And I have Carol Queen's quote.
Yeah, wait a minute. We got somebody.
I have to admit this.
Yeah, talk to the microphone.
Talk to the mic.
Give it head.
Give it head. Very close.
I did beat off to you.
Rock on.
First
yes.
Yeah.
He beat off to you.
I was like 12.
You see what you did
Yay.
To this man here?
And he had the blonde girlfriend.
Yep.
With some tongue jewelry. I bet she's good with it, too.
This is Natasha Skinsky. She's a beautiful speakeasy girl.
Oh, lovely, lovely.
And
yay.
A great porn star.
Absolutely.
And Tommy Lee.
Yeah. Woohoo.
So Carol
Who
Queen.
Who among us has not jerked off to Nina is really the question. I mean, golly.
I even have some gay male fans, although I don't think they've jerked off to me, though. But they know that I'm very queer-friendly because I'm queer. I look straight, but I'm really super
When you get to be a certain age, the gays all love you.
You are
yes.
a very approachable diva. I mean,
yes.
gay men love the diva.
They love survivors.
Yeah.
So diva, yeah. you know, you can't be a diva when you're 22.
No.
No offense. How old
you're
are you?
You're a diva. 21. Diva training.
23, you'll be a diva.
It doesn't mean you can't aspire.
Yeah.
No, you can be a diva
definitely
junior.
Definitely can aspire.
Junior diva. I think you're
junior
definitely going to be a
diva
as diva soon as you're 24.
DIT.
I've seen some amazing girls at like 20, 25.
They're amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Rare, but
yeah.
Very skilled, very
yes.
intellectual.
Yeah, but in deep inside, they're little girls.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah,
you know.
I didn't start porn until I was 25. I was still actually quite young inside. It wasn't until I hit 30 that I started.
There you go.
But I didn't get sane until I was 40. So, ladies, there's hope for you out there.
Thank you.
So, Carol Queen.
Yes.
How's Robert?
Robert is fine. I'm sure he wishes he was here. If he knew that I was with you, he would be so sad that he was missing you, especially
Aww.
To see Max.
He'd be sad?
He'd be sad that he's
Doesn't
missing.
Doesn't he get some vicarious?
Well, no, he does.
Yeah.
But when I hear when I tell him about coming here, he'll wish.
You know,
he was
we'll
here.
Never forget the first time we had Robert and you on the show when you fisted him.
Yes,
that's elaborate for the
days.
That's
elaborate
right.
Elaborate
that's
instructions
right.
on
he
how
can,
to do
and
it.
He can do the instructions while it's happening to him.
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
He was doing
brilliant.
Instructions.
And
he was doing instructions.
Yeah. Like a Muppet.
Yeah.
I gotta resurrect that show.
Yeah. That show,
show.
Man as Muppet.
Very intellectual, and then there's this fist fucking in the middle of it.
He can't do that anymore. He's he had a bad surgery, and that pleasure organ is largely lost to him, which is terrible. But as one of our dear old friends, Stephen Brown, the sex surrogate used to say, the bisexual sex surrogate used Ooh. To say, if you have 129 ways of getting off, it's not quite as much of a tragedy if you have to alter or stop one or two of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you only
exactly.
have one or two ways of getting off and you have to alter or stop them,
well,
big problem.
That's very important.
Carol.
You know, what she just said.
Big
exactly.
problem.
Yeah.
You know, you got to have different pleasure points.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Different pleasure points.
It's very true because I have a couple friend and they're more traditional Catholic. And years ago, the male partner developed multiple sclerosis. He is now in a wheelchair and cannot have intercourse in the traditional way. And I suggested, well, you know, he could get thigh harness. There are other things that they could do. And I was told that he made the decision years ago, if he could not have sex the way that he thought sex, quote unquote, was, he didn't want anything to do with it at all. And so for years she put up with no intimate life, and now it's not quite poly, but she has a regular lover, one, that she goes off with every 3 to 4 weeks for a couple, 3 days to be romantic boyfriend, girlfriend things, because her husband wants no part of a sex life that
do the regular man part, and I'm so sad for them.
Well, this is one of the fallout, sort of the dangers of just saying that sex is only good for married, monogamous people doing it
only
in a missionary
penis, vagina,
position.
That's it.
Penis and vagina. You know, oh, hey, Deborah, speaking of alternative.
Hi, Deborah.
Aunt Deborah. We're all for all kinds of alternative forms of sexuality, and it is partly so that we can all enjoy sex. Sex is not just for people who put penises in vaginas, although that's a great form of sex, which I myself enjoy a lot.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know... It's not just about that. In fact, should we talk to some of these other people?
Yeah, we're going
to
take a break. One second.
We're going to take a break, and then we're going to get back to you callers. So hang on for us. Okay, we'll be right back with you. Don't come yet, and don't go away. We'll be right back with Nina Hartley and Carol Queen.
Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Blunt, your mistress of the airwaves.
Yeah.
But my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you. No fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497. Anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Suzy One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
Welcome back to Radio Suzy One, where I am broadcasting live from Dr. Susie's Speakeasy in the soul of downtown L.A. And my guests are Nina Hartley and Carol Queen and Natasha Skinsky, Tommy Lee, and beautiful girl... What was that again? Jamie Belvison. I'm sorry, I seem like... Hey, you don't even have headphones on. Will you get this girl some headphones, Jamie? Get Jamie some headphones. Otherwise, she's out of it. She doesn't know what's going on. Get her some headphones, please. Thank you, Brian. Brian is here. Okay. Really, we got to have headphones for everybody. Okay, wireless headphones. Jamie is beautiful. And, Skip's got them. Just give her some headphones. Okay, and we just came from the Victoria Woodhull Freedom Foundation benefit.
And let's give an address. Do we have an address? Do you got money?
Okay. Woodhullfreedom.org.
There you go. Woodhullfreedom.org.
Woodhullfoundation.org.
Okay. Woodhullfoundation.org. Woodhullfoundation.org. Woodhullfoundation.org.
And it is a nonprofit so that people can donate.
Tax deductible.
You can deduct it from your taxes, baby.
Okay, so we got different subject matter to deal with, which I'm sure we'll all have fun dealing with. Sex addiction in New York City, foot fetish in Miami, and incest in Georgia.
You know, this is a great country.
Hello, America.
This is a great country, and Susie, you hear from every bit of it.
I don't know. Where do you want to start?
Where do you want to start? For the foot people out there, I will say that Dr. Carol Queen has the loveliest, cutest, sweetest 5.5 feet with a little dark red nail polish and the nice little high arch. She has this darling little feet. So if you like feet, your cop will look so big next to Carol's feet because her feet are so small.
That sounds like little lesbian girls
Let's talk
living
to the
in
foot
a
fetish.
Shoe.
It's okay, he's on line one. James.
Line one? Okay, yeah. Hold on. Watch out.
We'll get to you, sex
addict.
Watch
out here. Hold on a second, the engineer.
Miami, James.
Hello, James.
Hold on.
Okay, engineer.
He's not there. Hold.
He's not there. He was on hold for a while.
Okay, he's not there.
Okay.
Okay, then let's talk
to
incest in
Georgia. I think you described my feet.
Or sex addiction done. Bob,
New York. He came and hung up. I think that's what
happened. Hold it.
Line one. Oh, Bobby's on line one.
Hold on. Hello.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, somebody wants to talk about Obama. Christina. Maybe we'll talk to Christina on line three about Obama. I want to hear that.
I want to hear this. This sounds good.
It's Christina on line three. Line three, Obama. Hello, Christina.
Yes, hello.
How you doing?
Fine.
So, are you talking about Obama as a sex object, or...?
No, I'm talking about he's a half-breed in the Hitler suit. He's an asshole.
You think Obama is an asshole?
Yeah, he's gonna fuck up our country. He's a socialist.
Oh, okay. You think he's a socialist?
He is a socialist.
Okay. And, I mean... You know, he's kind of like, I think he's actually a little bit too much in the pocket of the banks and the capitalists.
But wait,
I want to hear what you're talking
wait
about.
Wait a minute.
And how you called the show.
Wait a minute. You're a fucking right winger.
Wait, don't.
You're talking about socialism?
Okay.
Get off my fucking show, you asshole.
Although, can I just say.
Go ahead.
Does it matter? To the folks who think this way, that the actual socialists think that Obama is a right-winger.
Oh, totally.
Because really, people, that's what the actual socialists think.
Right.
And wouldn't you care what the actual socialists thought about him?
I don't know.
You call him a socialist?
Christina. Are you
Christina, I'm going to cure your grandmother.
Okay?
I'm gonna put it in the health plan to kill you and your grandmother and your grandchildren.
But Obama
is... Wake up!
Now, Max. Okay, Christina, are you still there or did you hang up?
No, I'm still here.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. You're tough, girl. That's my hot husband. So, Christina, what made you give us a call? How'd you hear about us?
Because I do have a degree in homosexuality.
You have a degree in sexuality?
Yeah, in sexuality, yeah.
Where'd you get your degree? Just out of curiosity.
My major was in biochem.
Okay. Get your face away from your phone because you're talking a little close to your receiver. That's okay. You're getting a little blurry there. That's okay. So now, are you...
Slow down. I've heard about you guys. Yeah, I know. And we got death squads here and the liberal left-wing sexualists, right? And we're going to kill your grandparents. Why don't you tell them the truth?
Ever since I was 12 years old,
no, I know who you are.
For Reagan, I didn't talk to you. Because I was a big Reagan fan when I was 12 years old.
You were a big Reagan fan.
Yeah. Then he put all the people with mental problems in prison. Okay.
Either that or they're homeless on the streets.
Or they're homeless on the streets down here.
What about Obama? You think that nigga's great, don't you?
Hey,
I don't know. Obama hasn't done much yet.
You call the fat guy who takes the pills. Don't call this show, all right? You're full of shit.
I know. Give him
I know who you are.
You think he's going to bankrupt his whole country? He's a socialist.
Now, I'm a fucking socialist. Get off of my line, motherfucker.
Max.
I'm trying to take care
Max,
of you.
We allow all different
voices. No, we don't allow no fucking right winger, nigger haters.
Of course we do.
We don't allow none of that.
We allow all kinds of people to call our show.
Yeah. Okay,
we do.
Now get off my show.
Okay, now. Shh. Christina.
No, come on.
Christina, are you a sex...
What are you?
You're studying sexuality, is that correct? Don't yell so loud.
Don't yell.
Okay. And she's yelling.
Quiet down.
You're yelling.
No, I'm not yelling.
You are.
And I'm not going to put up with that kind of anti-socialism. All right? You know why? Because I'm the socialist dictator.
Christina, listen. Christina, you happen to call a show... That's a little bit socialist. We're kind of socialist.
Well,
you're still yapping too loud and close to the microphone. Your receiver, Christina. Just pull your voice away.
Okay, go ahead. Talk to us.
If you think Obama is so great, and if you think he's about peace, and all that, obviously, you know, you must be smoking his son, because he's going to break with his whole entire country, But over there,
John's in
our street.
Oh, come on.
Okay, 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 that's enough, Christina. Now, because I can't hear you too well. But you know what? I don't know what I think Obama's about. I'm not sure if I know what Obama's about yet.
I do know what you're about, okay? And you've been doing this on radio stations all over the country, okay? Against socialism, against the health plan, okay? And you've been saying that we're killing your grandmothers. You're full of shit. Okay.
You think she's part of the?
Yeah, she's part of it. You're full of shit. I was reading about it today.
Breaking up the
fuck you. Take your finger, put it up your ass, and learn how to talk.
Okay, okay. Let's talk to somebody else.
Oh my God.
Okay, Christina. Eros, bless you. Okay. I mean, I hope the best for
her. No, Susan, this has been going on.
She sounded a little confused.
She's totally confused. But how about sex addicts in New York? Because
okay, let's talk to the sex addict in New York.
What line is he on?
I think that's line one.
They call him
line
a socialist fascist, which is just impossible.
Or where's the sex addict? Line four?
Okay. Okay, hold on.
Okay.
Get off the phone. Who's on the phone?
I don't know.
Okay. He's not... Line four, somebody's on the phone with him.
Okay. And now we have the foot fetishist is back on line two.
Line two?
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead.
Hello?
Hello, James.
How are you?
Good. My feet hurt, though. What would you like to do to pleasure my feet?
Whatever you want.
Whatever I want. That's a good start. Okay.
All right, make it quick or get your credit card out.
Did you have a question?
The revolution costs money, motherfucker.
James.
Yeah.
What's going on?
I wanted to know where did it? Because it started when I was real, real young, and I feel like something wrong.
It started when you were real, real
nothing's,
young.
Nothing's wrong with you, James.
There you go.
Nothing is wrong with you. You
it's cool. I mean, you can tell me the truth. You know, I know it's on the radio and everything, but I really want to know.
She is telling you the truth, brother.
There's nothing wrong with you. Most women love having their feet rubbed, and they love having a man say, yes, honey, you should buy those shoes.
Right. I mean, we're assuming you don't like chopping toes off with a machete, right?
No, of course
okay,
not.
Okay. You like pleasuring feet, right?
Absolutely.
Kissing, rubbing, feeling.
But some women, you know, we all in this room here would love a man to do that for us. But But some women out there find that creepy. As good as it feels to get a foot rub, as wonderful as it is to get a pedicure, as nice as it is to have your man like your shoes and pay attention to your shoes, some women get all skeeved out when guys are too upfront about what turns them on. They get uncomfortable.
I think, when a woman doesn't get into a guy with a foot fetish, I just think she's a little ignorant.
Oh, yeah.
I meet more women like you.
Oh, thank you, sweetheart.
Well,
you
James,
do.
James, how old are you?
22.
Okay. Well, you're young, and a lot of women that are young maybe don't know about it. Slightly ignorant. I don't know. How about you? Do you like a man who rubs your feet and plays?
Yeah, you like
really. I have a gorgeous 21-year-old.
Oh, yeah.
Who would love to have a man pleasure her feet. How about that? She's in L.A., though.
James, trust me, coming from a guy's point of view.
Talking to the microphone.
Coming from a guy's point of view, there is nothing wrong with rubbing, with loving on your woman's feet.
Nothing wrong with loving on your woman's feet, brother. But you might, until you're 30, you might want to go with the over 30s because by then women have often calmed down about things and they're more relaxed and more experimental. So...
Unless you find someone like our gorgeous 21-year-old.
Yeah, she's really gorgeous. She has auburn hair and big eyes and pretty cute little boobies.
And nice feet as well.
Nice feet, great nose.
Going on here.
Nice lips.
And dimples.
Who is this woman here in the corner?
Melissa's friend, Jamie.
Melissa's friend. Oh, my goodness. Oh. Can we move over here by the microphone? Come over here by the microphone.
There's nothing wrong with you, James. Hang in there. Keep being open and upfront about what turns you on. And if women don't like it, they're the ones with the problem, not you. You're very lucky that you know early on in your life what you like. You'll always have it as a source of pleasure. And you'll always be able to get off on it. So it's actually a really good thing. So congratulations for knowing this about yourself.
That's right, James. But there's one more piece of advice that I have for you. This is Carol. No woman wants to think that you only love her for her feet. So you got to make sure you love the whole rest of her as well.
Yeah. Especially the part where her legs meet.
Yeah. And also all
and
the...
Her brain and her heart.
Wait a minute. I'm a foot fetish. There's 10 little girls that live in a shoe. Okay. One is a little fat little mama, The other one is a little tiny little toe. And you got to love all of them because they're all little lesbian girls. There's no boys in there, right?
No, they're all girls.
Okay, they're all little girls.
I'm
going
to give you a really... So James, when you're next with a woman, here's what I want you to do. First, you have to go to the store and get some good lube, silicone-based lube. When you are eating a girl out, tip her on one hip and lube up the bottom of her foot and put your cock in her foot and hump her foot while you eat her out.
Yeah.
And she will let you do that for as long as you want to. James. When eating pussy, suck, don't lick. Suck pussy.
Have you eaten pussy, James? James? You eat it all the time?
Yeah.
Well, look good. Well, then lube up her foot and hump her foot.
How do you get to eat pussy all the time?
Because I'm sure he's cute and he's young.
Are you cute?
Oh, you're going to send us pictures. All
yay!
Right. Pictures, yay! Definitely. James, you sound like you got it going on. I think you're lucky you have a foot fetish. You could have a lot worse. And you know, that means that you know what kind of girls will like you a lot. Girls who like to dance.
Yes. And girls who wear high heels.
Yeah.
Waitresses will love you. Girls will love you.
The kind of girls that won't love you are girls that wear hiking boots all the time and never look at their feet.
Yes.
And think that it's weird.
I have another question for you.
Oh, well, okay.
What's like average woman that has a foot fetish? Like, is it one out of four, or do they have them?
Do women have a foot fetish?
I've known a couple of women with foot fetishes, but they had fetishes for women's feet, not men's feet.
Mostly women. I consider myself I've only met two women. I am a foot hedonist.
Yes.
I like to have my foot pleasured, and I am not happy unless my foot is pleasured.
Yes, yes.
No, are there a lot like you?
But women that like men's feet, there are very few.
Very rare.
Very rare.
No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about like you.
Oh, like us. Okay, that's not a foot fetishist, really. If a woman likes to have her own feet pleasured, I don't know what the technical term is, but I call it a foot hedonist.
I like that term.
Yeah, that's my term. Well, okay, use it. Feel free.
Like
how many are like that? A lot. Actually, all you have to do is learn how to give a good foot massage to a girl after she's been dancing all night, or maybe hiking around town, and you just slowly take off her feet. Don't be sniffing them too much at first.
Put some shrimp between the toes.
Yeah.
Not the first five times, Max.
I'm sorry, I like to put some shrimp between your feet.
Just
I'm sorry.
Gentle but firm. Firm rubbing, not tickling, not the beginning, not the first time. First time, gentle but firm rubbing, okay?
Are you familiar with some of the websites?
Oh, I don't know much about it. But if you want to learn how to give a good foot rub, go pay at the pedicure place and get three or four pedicures and pay extra for the foot rubs and then learn what they do and copy that.
There you go.
Okay.
No, she's right. Exactly.
Okay, go for it.
So
slow, gentle, but firm. Okay.
All righty.
Okay, good luck to you, James.
I want to talk to this young lady here.
Okay.
Yeah, carry on the foot fetish revolution.
Yes, all right,
okay.
Carry on the foot fetish revolution. Should we talk to the sex addict now?
What line is he on?
Or the incest guy.
What line? Oh, incest. Oh,
yeah,
God.
Incest. Somebody's having it with his cousin, so it's
cousin.
Not too bad.
No, it's not too
bad. It's kind of cool, actually.
As long as they're adults,
right.
I don't care.
Yeah. Well. Okay, Chad in Georgia, or Bobby is the sex
what
addict.
Line?
I don't know.
Whoever you can find first.
Bobby. Just put somebody on.
Okay, here we go. Line one, hi, you're on the air.
Hello? Is this
Hello?
Chad?
Yeah.
Hi, Chad.
Hey.
Hey. I've got Nina Hartley and Carol Queen and Natasha Skinsky and Jamie. Jamie and Tommy. So what's going on with you? You're having incest or just fantasies?
I've had some encounters with my cousin.
Ah. With your cousin, you've had encounters. You've had sex already.
No.
No. It's kissing?
No, I've gotten oral.
Oral.
And we feel each other up.
Really? Mm.
Yeah.
Second cousin or?
First cousin?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So, did this just start or has this been going on?
It's been going on for a couple years now.
Okay, so...
Thanksgiving dinners, or...?
I'm not, like, against it
at
all.
No, not either.
I mean, I'm okay with it. So, do you have a question about it?
I was just wondering if it's really that long.
not to me, but it might be to your family. You might not want to pursue it because in your family it would be a big problem.
Yeah.
It also depends on your ages.
Right.
And it depends on how much you want it. Like, is it, you know...
Is it happening because it's available and she's there, or is there actually an emotional connection
right.
between you two? Is there emotional attachment?
Is
yeah.
it just you're both horny?
Yeah, I'll
see that. He'd say yes, that there is an attachment. So you feel it's mutual from her to you as well?
Okay.
So the feelings appear mutual, one to the other?
Yes.
Okay, and is there a big problem? Is your family very conservative?
Not really.
Do they even know?
No.
Okay, because believe me, if they find out, they're not going to like it.
You're saying that even if he says they're not really conservative?
My parents weren't really conservative, and they can't stand what I do. And
wow.
I'm not with a family member. So taboo is one of those things like bestiality that's just like the last line that you're not supposed to cross.
Yeah.
And that, and of course, sex with children, naturally.
Do you have a pretty traditional family? I mean, parents together,
yeah.
or are they all broken up?
Yeah.
They're all broken up. Go for it, then. Well, I mean, I don't know. I don't have a big problem, certainly with cousin-cousine. I mean, when
yeah.
you're going into mommy, daddy, that might be a little tough in our society, and I would caution you against it. But not because I'm against it, but because our society is so against it that it fucks you up. But
yeah.
But cousins, I don't know. I think it's okay, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
There are plenty of people who move away from their families and do what they need to do as adults because,
yes.
you know, that's this... the status of a lot of gay people in our culture. There's a,
yeah.
there's a lot of people who go be the sexual adults they are.
Away from home,
and you could do that, or maybe you could say to your family, hey, we really want to be together, and maybe they would be okay with it. But
you and
your cousin should talk about it.
How much do you want to be with her? Or is it, do you have another girlfriend too?
No.
No? You just her? You're just interested in her?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. And she's just interested in you?
Yeah.
You'll get over it.
Oh, man.
I'm sorry.
Maybe he will and maybe he won't.
Maybe he won't. You know?
Maybe this
sorry,
is your true love.
Yeah, could be.
I don't know. Yeah. Cousins can be true love.
Sure.
I don't know. How old are you again?
21.
Okay, well, I want to talk to a 21-year-old here.
He's at the same age.
Okay, 21-year-old.
Yeah, 21-year-old.
Let's have the 21-year-old on. What do you think?
Turn the mic towards her.
He's 21. He wants to do his cousin. He's already kissed her.
What do you think?
Oh, well, I personally wouldn't do my cousin. I don't
okay.
have anybody in the same, like, age range or...
Have you ever been attracted to a family member?
I think we all kind of have those cousin crushes. When
well, we're not asking about us all. We're asking about you.
No, but personally, I mean, I think... I had, like, an older guy cousin that I kind of maybe
okay.
thought was cute when I was younger. But,
yeah.
But you don't... You can't recognize those different, like, relationships, like, the way that they function and stuff when you're younger. Like, you don't understand
well,
the difference
knows?
Of love.
Some young
guess,
people
maybe.
Do understand, or they think they do.
Yeah.
They think they
that's
do.
What, yeah,
right.
there's other people that...
Some old people don't understand. I don't know that old
yeah.
people are that much more understanding.
Yeah, I think figuring out stuff is, you know, irrelevant.
Okay, so Jamie says it's okay.
Yeah.
So,
like, I don't know.
No, you know what? It's a complicated area because, like, we can't figure out a reason why it's wrong, but we know that society says it's wrong. So we're all thinking, like, you know, there's nothing really wrong with it, but society says it's wrong.
Right. But
so
literature says it's great.
But, yeah.
<There's
laughs> literature is full
movies,
of this stuff.
And all those movies, Cousine, and, you know.
Alex, baby.
Alex.
Hey.
Hey, welcome back.
Back in the day, they used
Nina
to
Hartley.
The great Nina Hartley and the great Carol Queen. You look
absolutely.
Delicious, by the way.
Thank you. They both look fantastic.
They look incredible.
One
is
younger than the last time we saw them,
yeah.
if you don't mind my saying while I'm talking to the cousin.
So, listen, one night you came to show up at the villa. Remember the villa up in
the... I remember
yeah.
the villa. What a
yeah.
fabulous place.
She
so
fisted someone.
You were fucking Robert.
We were talking... No, but she was fisting
in the, on
a
the
girl
porch.
On the porch.
On the
oh,
porch.
Nice.
This girl.
Right.
I wrote a story about that.
But
okay.
she thinks the girl was killed in a car.
That's my
really?
Understanding.
Oh,
wow. Sad, isn't it?
No, I don't know anything about that.
If
you're going to be fisted, Carol's the one to do it because she has very small and dainty hands. Her hands are also small and dainty. I like to say I wear a size 8 shoe and a size 5 hand.
Yeah.
But the neighbor called.
Oh.
And they said, what's going on over there? Everything's all right.
I believe in the story I wrote, I had the boy who was the neighbor going into puberty right that very moment. I'll have to send it to you. I'm so sorry I didn't bring it along and read it on the air.
That's great.
By the way, Carol Queen is also the creator of Bend Over Boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
She shtups the guys.
I am not the creator of it per se, but I am the expert. Star of it.
Yeah. One of the stars of it.
Char Rednauer.
Oh, we know Char.
And it was made by
Hello, Char.
Sir Video.
Sir Video. Actually, Bend Over Boyfriend was the same company as the earlier lesbian erotica, Fatale. And then Sir Video started and did Bend Over Boyfriend too. Yeah, they're still my dear pals up in San Francisco, and they made some of the best lesbian erotica and other sex ed stuff in the whole world, Sir Video.
All right. Well, we've gotten way afar of Cousin Cousine here with...
we have a sex addict in New York. I have one more thing to say to Chad, though.
One more thing to say for Chad,
because Chad is thinking this through clearly. There are some states in which it might still be considered a criminal behavior.
And Georgia could be one of them.
And Chad, I would suggest that before you come out to your family or anybody else, whether or not you continue to do this, you might want to consider checking about the legal status of what you're doing.
That's
so
a good point,
you don't become a sex offender like so many other people.
And then the Woodhull Foundation would have to defend you.
Yeah, and since we don't defend people, we talk about policy with people who make policy, but
right.
If anything happens to Chad, it's a little bit out of
We'd
our
hands.
We have
to talk to the Georgia Assembly.
Yeah.
Chad?
Yeah, so Chad, good luck on that.
Good luck. All right.
So we have a sex addict in New York still?
I think so. Where's the sex addict?
Right now, I don't have anybody on hold.
Oh, there he goes.
Okay.
Sex addict.
Somebody coming in. Okay. And again, you bring up something very important, my time in prison in Twin Towers, which I call the Abu Ghraib of Los Angeles.
I call it Jail World.
Yeah.
Because
that's being
in
too
some
kind,
way, you know, as a visitor, it's like... You know, you've got your different rides you go on, and there's it's very expensive to park,
and the phone bills are huge.
Yeah. Oh, it's such a trip! It's a trip, Jail World. All right.
But Jail World, I just want to say this: 2 years ago, 3 years ago, there were two homeless sex offenders. Now there's over 1,000.
They live under a bridge in Florida.
Yeah, 1,000 homeless sex offenders here in Los Angeles County. There's also up where you live in Camarillo, there are 1,000 sex offenders who will never get out of prison. They are held in preventive detention, some of them for showing their peenie, weenie.
It's so...
1,000 men.
Can't we spend our money on better resources than that?
Yeah.
Mm. I mean...
Well,
This is a tragic... Do you understand that we in America, under the Constitution, are holding, just in Camarillo, under preventive detention... People who have served their time.
Thank you very
yeah.
much.
Yeah. Yes. And will never get out. Twin Towers.
They let murderers out faster.
Twin Towers has a special unit, and this is something that you guys may not know. The district attorney of the city of Los Angeles has a special unit in Twin Towers of men who have served their time and women who have served their time and may never, ever get out. OK? okay?
Are you serious?
This is preventive detention under the Constitution of the United States of America. It's tragic.
So they're denied parole.
They're denied anything.
Yeah, they're denied parole, all right.
It's not just that they're denied parole.
They can live in Camarillo. They can live in Camarillo with their cell phones.
Good luck.
They can call anyone they want.
Yeah.
They can do anything they want, but they can never get out. Even Squeaky Fromm is getting out.
Right. Yeah.
Okay? But they can't.
Well, actually, they're not letting her out.
No, she got out.
Oh, she got
out. It's the other one that's not getting out.
Well, the shame of it is the state, for every inmate, they make money off them.
Yep.
So to keep them in, they make money. To let them out,
and
they lose money.
Let me also tell you something wonderful that you should hear. It's Hispanics, Italians, Latinos, who like to spank on the butt or pinch the ass. And the prisons are full of Latinos for sex crimes. Not white people.
Yeah.
Latinos.
It's a shame. Yeah. Something needs to change.
What is this?
Well, I just got a note that our guests have to leave, and we're not even done with the show, and I wanted to give them a tour.
Who needs to leave? Okay.
I don't know what to do.
Well, I live here, so I could always come for a tour. Carol travels regularly, and you have two beautiful, young, hot women with very short skirts.
I know.
So we're going to take a break.
Yep. Okay.
Say goodbye.
Well,
first of all, before we take a break, I just want to thank you deeply from my heart.
Oh, thank you so much.
This place
Nina
is amazing.
Nina Hartley, Carol Queen.
Let's
hear her have a hand.
People at home in Radio Land, this is a wonderland of coolness, full of amazing erotic art.
I haven't even seen it.
Erotic art, sculpture, paintings, photography, classic, amazing, primitive erotic art of penises and vulvas and clitorises and stuff.
And something else.
And hot young
and
blondes
else.
And redheads
something
in
else.
Short skirts.
Sleeper cells.
Sleeper cells.
We take a nap and then we fuck you.
I'm gonna take them on a quick tour.
All right.
While you play a couple commercials.
Okay, I'll play a couple commercials. You're listening to Radio Suzy One on the World Wide Web. You're listening to Revolution and Evolution, the greatest evolution and the greatest revolution. Hold on a second. Bye, darling girl.
Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else?
I love you.
You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves. But my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. To talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination. My world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you. No fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism.
We're next.
Fears
put your
to
headsets
desires,
on.
Fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497. Anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Suzy One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is. Okay. Dr. Block is taking a tour, but we have Natasha.
And Jamie.
Come on, talk right into the microphone now. Come on.
I guess I can split up or something.
Come on, you got to get right next to it like you're kissing each other. There you go. Hi, guys.
What's up?
So, Natasha, who's this girl here? Look at her.
This is
Jamie. She's beautiful.
Oh, delicious.
Beautiful. She's got the most beautiful jewelry on and intelligent. She's amazingly gorgeous. How old are you?
21.
God. Look at that. maturity level of 21. Oh, amazing.
Thank you. I'm excited about life.
If you don't mind, what nationality are you?
Do you want me to move over? What?
What nationality?
I'm Norwegian.
Look, Egyptian.
Egyptian, yeah.
I love that.
No way. Oh. Now, you got to really get close to that microphone.
So
come on. You got to really get on it like you're giving it head.
Okay, I'll move over to the next.
Yeah, come on. Move over to the next one here. There you go. Wow.
Fuck. Okay, I'm here.
All right. Okay, so we have been abandoned by the...
The head honcho.
The head honcho. So...
I will get her back.
No. Let her go. She's taking a tour. I am 65 years old, and I have the most beautiful women in the world in my studio. Right here. So, tell us about yourself. What's going on?
I am I do everything. I'm an actor. Singer. Do musician. Aside from that, I do a lot of classical art.
How'd you end up in this place?
I have a couple of friends that are fans of yours and and are working here.
And are working here.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, so.
We work them hard here. Yeah. Right?
Always. That's what I hear.
Always.
Yeah. So, Natasha, you getting your house all ready, right? You're going to some parties and stuff?
I am.
Yeah,
it's,
right?
It's pretty, what's the word?
Sexy.
Sensual.
Isn't
sexy,
she hot?
Demonic, yeah, she, hedonistic, debauchery.
Right?
It's
amazing. I'm getting these little wings.
I'm so excited because it's finally there. It's like, because I like to live that. I'm like Susie. I like to live that whole ambiance. It's wonderful. Oh,
Brian,
thank you, God.
Okay. Yes. She's got something going on here.
It's one of my sweet little classic slaves. He's so sweet. He's a love.
That's pretty classic.
Did I do that?
Just a little.
It's
natural.
I can't help it.
I'm trying to get him to turn the music down.
I know, it's turning into a little party over here.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, it's a good thing.
They've
party's
taken over the radio show.
Right. This building is amazing.
Yeah.
By the way. I need to take my
Have you ever been here before?
No, this is the first time.
When you walk in, you're like, oh my god. Wow.
Yeah, it's a wonderland.
I'm still in awe. I walk around, I'm like, oh my god. It's amazing.
The sparkles and the dark reds.
You guys are in charge of the show, by the way, so keep talking.
I'm like, oh.
No, you walk around and you think you see everything and you go so much, you're like, oh my god. And then you get involved and you see other people interacting and you're like, ooh.
She is just so.
Turns
me into gimp.
Can you like slap my hand? She's like,
is she beautiful?
I'm touching her arm like.
I know.
Hey, good. Hey,
I don't want to touch her because
I
don't
like
want to be
just
taken
bit
away as a sick criminal or something.
I mean, you know I adore and love Susie. Yeah. She's my baby. She's so special.
She's a total
me.
Babe. Look at this little video we're playing right here. And she's the fairy so wings and the
fairy wing.
With the matching bustier.
She's got that sexual charisma that just draws you right in.
Insane.
Yeah.
The voice is amazing.
Oh, she's just,
so.
But I'm glad you're here for the first time.
Anyway,
being
introduced to this whole world that's going on.
It's so addicting. You come back and be like, you meet more people and more interesting people and events, and you'll be like, God.
Yeah, like one of the guests. Nina.
By the way, you were in charge of the show.
I remember seeing Nina.
You remember that, right?
Oh, okay, I remember.
Yeah.
No, I was saying, I remember seeing Nina, like, on Howard Stern and
yes,
all that
exactly.
stuff. And then, why I was like, oh my God.
Oh
like,
my
that
God.
Was, like, where I first was
you're
introduced
like,
to this whole, like,
she is incredible,
how this is working out.
Incredible. feminist revolutionary that's changed millions of lives.
I'm
working on it. Trust me.
We are the children of Nina.
Yeah. No, that's so nice. Yeah. As
we said, the veterans.
Have a seat.
Yeah.
Well, that's
we are the veterans.
Pull up a chair.
He's like, who wants it next?
I want to join this. Well, do you blame me? I mean, you know, I got.
I'm tall, Max. Slap my hand. I keep touching her. She's like, oh.
And what's wrong with that?
I'm not. Definitely not.
You know,
like, no,
I mean, damn.
At all. I'm just
she is a hottie.
I know.
Wow.
She is.
I love your taste. I said, I love your taste.
I do
Thank
too.
You. I'm a witchy woman. Witchy woman.
Nothing wrong with it.
It's beautiful.
What's the discussion?
So?
Yeah.
We were talking about what's going on.
Well, she's a singer.
And
first time
what,
here.
What do you sing? What do you what kind of music?
More classical styles. I do a lot of different falsettos, so different voices and different crazy like inflections. Mm. And don't ask me.
She's got that look like.
This right here is a no-no. But after that, I can't really get that out. But I also sell vintage clothes. I don't know if you guys are into that, but like antiques.
Yeah, right.
Antiques and vintage.
Yes.
And so I'm really
vintage.
Into like history.
I'm getting like light bulbs.
Yeah.
She's hot. I know. He's all of it.
So,
well, yeah, but yeah. You know. Do you blame me?
It's random. Well,
no.
Thank you guys.
I'm trying to refrain like, these legs and.
Like,
you're just all over that, aren't you?
Well, thank you guys.
Well, I'm trying to be good, you know. So
you're not
better,
doing a good job.
So, but
you guys get at this banter. I don't know. What's going on?
Hey, I'll sit over here. I'll behave.
No, it's all good. We're all chilling.
Because, wow.
It's all love. That's what it is.
That's what it should be about.
So it's exuding from this, like, these airwaves. It's just love and
love,
acceptance.
Lots of love, right?
And lots of acceptance.
Whatever's welcome and potential.
Embracing of, like,
exactly.
Other people's, you know,
yeah, I would like to embrace everybody.
Can I join you there, man?
I second that. I third it. I fourth it. And I fifth it.
Let us embrace. Why can't we all get along together?
We can.
I think we can.
We can.
She's fucking beautiful. Look at this woman.
I know. I'm like trying to refrain.
I want to find out who the architect is built this thing.
And look at
her
beautiful jewelry.
I'm like not wanting to, you know.
Yeah,
wow.
There was no snooks making.
All I can say is she's very beautiful, and also,
yes, what else?
On the inside, very, very powerful woman.
Yeah.
When she knows how to channel her power,
yeah.
She'll be very, very powerful.
Yeah. I'm waiting.
More ways
I need
than
to,
one.
Like, you know, to build up that, you know, whatever womanliness.
Mm. It'll come to
power,
you.
I'm still growing
she's
up.
Got it.
I'm still growing up.
Come on, 21.
Do you know at 21, at her age, I was like a doofus, a nerd.
I agree with that.
All over the place.
Where do I put my penis?
Yeah.
Do I put
Where's
it in the belly button?
She's so composed.
What do I do with this thing? You know what I'm talking about.
Hey, you know, when I was 12, I thought I broke it. Seriously. I thought I broke the fucking.
And now 21 is like a whole new world.
Well, no, luckily I grew up pretty quickly watching Howard Stern and you know just stuff like that.
That's good. That's
learning
good.
About this whole environment of you guys and your freedoms and your sexual freedoms
right.
And
no
you know,
freedoms
like,
right. Our freedoms to masturbate.
Oh,
yeah, freedoms
to love. Our freedom to marry our dog and our tree. You know, never mind some other person.
To marry a car.
I would like to marry my stockbroker. Okay?
No, but honestly, as a porn star, I've seen like 18 to 20.
How's it going? Did you just get on the
show? You're all just there on the street. Out there. And for a 21-year-old, she is just so together. She knows. I can tell she knows what she wants when she can get it.
Yep.
Yeah.
And when she sets her mind to it, she's going to get there.
She's delicious, right?
Yeah.
What can I say?
If she works on that part, she's really
I just want to say, Mamma Mia. Mamma Mia.
Yeah.
Dove sono queste belle donne?
Those random accents are coming out of you, Max.
I know.
She's beautiful, with her. Yeah. She's the next generation of sleeper cells.
No, she's the next generation of sleeplessness. I know a lot of guys that'll lose sleep.
I'm doing a revolution. I'm not trying to carry on a fucking revolution for 30 fucking years of my fucking life. I'm not trying to have a revolution.
I know guys. Socialist revolution.
I'd also like to have a revelation.
Over you.
Socialist revelation.
Socialist revelation. The rich must pay for the poor.
You know what I'm talking about?
Wait, that's Robert De Niro.
I'm definitely indeed,
indeed.
In agreement with your opinion on socialism and fuck that.
Absolutely.
No, I'm totally all pro, socialism. Socialism.
Yeah.
I'm trying to talk, and I'm like,
yeah.
You need more drinks.
Put her on the air. Let me have this motherfucker next time she calls. Listen. The right wing has conspired through Twitter, through all the media, okay, to say that we have health care in this country, like the rest of the world has health care, and any enlightened country, that we will kill our grandparents. Okay? Fuck you, right-wingers. And fuck you, all you guys that take pills. And all you fucking right-wingers. Fuck you. Take it up the ass. Get some AIDS. Get some AIDS.
Yeah.
And go die a timely death. Without health care.
And also the hypocrites.
Yeah, they're all hypocrites.
But really, everybody that's Republican and right wing are entirely ignorant on the whole subject anyway. They don't even know. They think in Canada.
They have no fucking idea.
They think in Canada they're waiting 6 hours.
We are under attack right now from these people. Yeah. And you know what? We're not going to put up with it. Kill your fucking grandparents yourself. Use some guns. We want health care for every American, for every human being on earth, okay?
That's true.
That's what we want, true. And it's going to cost a little money, okay? A little money.
A little more tax to, pay for the greater good.
For the greater good, that's right.
Better, yes.
Thank
exactly.
you.
Revolution.
Revolution. Hey, Dr. Susan.
Hey, baby.
Boy, I was so thrilled today.
Yeah, well, we had fun. They had
I was a
thrilled, you know.
Yeah, that's all right.
It was a quickie.
It was a quickie, but it was very eventful.
It was fun.
It was a quickie.
Oh. Yeah. Nina Hartley, Carol Queen, two of the great revolutionaries of sex in America.
Amen.
Amen. A women.
A both.
Hallelujah. And now, we're back. With Natasha. How are you doing, darling?
I'm doing good, sexy Susie.
You're a sexy Natasha. And now we have Jamie.
Look at that.
Jamie's hot.
21 years old. At 21, I was a nerd. I knew nothing.
I was a nerd, too.
I couldn't even find my penis at 21.
Yeah.
It's like, where is this thing? What does it do? What...
The belly button, was that?
Right, the belly button.
Let alone your nipples. I bet you didn't even know you had any.
I didn't know about nipples.
You didn't even know you had any nipples at that time.
No.
Right. No. But anyway, Jamie.
Jamie,
now,
let's tell us about you.
Tell us about you, Jamie.
I do a lot of different things, acting, singing. Amateurly, right
you
now.
Sing.
Doing theater.
What do you sing?
Theatrics. Classical theater.
Do you act?
All those good
things. What do you sing? Like musical comedy?
No, just a lot of different styles. Like,
would you sing for me?
No.
No.
But no, I won't.
Sing for me.
Pretty good. I heard that little lilt there.
She's beautiful.
You have a boyfriend?
Yes, I do have a
boyfriend. Oh, really? Is he here?
Yeah, no,
he's
not.
Why not? Where is he?
Because
Saturday night. Where's the boyfriend?
Saturday night. Because it's Saturday night, and, you know.
No, I don't
get
know.
Get away from him a little bit.
Really? On Saturday night?
Well, yeah.
I mean, not that I'm upset that he's not here.
I'm trying to
That's
get him
with
have
me.
Fun.
Okay, yeah, yeah. Boyfriends are not always fun. That's true. Boyfriends can
That's
be.
That's why
well,
bring
you know,
with
you. When you
There's
have, like,
Tommy. Tommy Lee is here. Tommy Lee. Tommy Lee, Tommy Lee.
Both.
Yeah.
He does both.
So are you from, where are you from originally, Jamie?
I'm from the IE, from Fontana.
Okay.
Is that area?
Fontana.
You know, do you know what the IE, those of you who are in St. Louis, Missouri, or Kabul, Afghanistan, Abu Dhabi, wherever you are, if you don't know, IE is the Inland Empire.
Thank you, Inland okay. Empire, yeah.
Home
of California. It's not like someplace, you know, in the middle of, between heaven and hell. Although it is kind of between heaven and hell.
Oh, it's kind of, it's between heaven and hell, all right.
And the California Speedway.
And how do you know Melissa? Melissa found you, right?
Yeah, she did.
Sister Mel.
Sister
hey,
Mel.
Sister Mel, how's it going? You want to come say hi? Say hi on a microphone, Sister Mel?
No, it's not.
Okay. And that's Brother Bran, Dilio. Hey, Brother Bran.
Dilio.
How'd you like seeing Nina Hartley?
Amazing.
Nina Hartley, amazing. Or what? Nina's hot. Nina, that ass is crazy. Hey, Sister Mel.
Sister Mel.
How do you know each other?
Networking,
social networking.
Socialism.
Mutual
Fuck
company.
You guys.
Oh yeah, this is a not a
socialism.
Socialism. Socialism. Social networks.
Rallies.
I can't remember the first time that we actually met, but I remember the first time I saw you. You were literally like on a couch dancing. Like, fuck, that girl's cool.
On the couch dancing.
Oh wow, you can like, dance on our couches.
I'm gonna
That's
watch
fine.
That. Can I watch that?
No problem. So, you met her on a couch dancing. This was not online.
Yeah, I saw my girlfriends. I see them first, and then we get girl crushes on each other, and then we meet later.
That's really? Yeah. I didn't know how that worked.
Last time I was on the show, Carrie and I were talking about that, and that's exactly what happens every single time.
You have girl crushes. You meet someone, and you kind of fall in love with them a little bit, and then you don't go anywhere with it, so you become friends.
Right. Yeah, except Jamie has a lot of girlfriends who take it to the next level.
Do you?
They try. Yeah, we were talking about it earlier today.
So, Jamie, you're bi? You're a bisexual girl?
Yes.
Ooh.
Oh. Yes, sorry. For sure. Like, I would say exactly that's what it is.
The girls are primping now.
I am not bisexual. I'm lesbian.
Max only likes girls.
I only like girls. Okay. None of these guys.
Tommy, are you also a lesbian?
Yes, I am.
Yes. Okay. Not his balls hanging down.
So, wow.
And
we're
have
going from
4 minutes
to another.
4 minutes.
4 minutes. So
this is a really crazy show. I just see you get up and leave, and like, what is going on?
Well,
tonight?
Because I had Nina Hartley and Carol Queen. I had to take them on a tour. I had to show them my digs. You know, my office and my wardrobe
Your
and my
digs.
Hats. I had to show them everything. I had to impress them because they're like old friends. So I had to go, hey, girls, look at my office. Look at my look at my hats. I had to do it. I'm sorry. It was more important than finishing the show. I had to go show them my shit.
I don't blame you.
You know how it is?
It's going to be a girl thing.
I do not blame you at all.
Thank you.
Walk them around.
I walked them around. I did it fairly quickly, okay?
You did.
All right, and I was so thrilled.
We're thrilled. They're freedom fighters.
These are freedom fighters. They've been there in the beginning.
We need our freedom, and they fight for it. We fight too, but, you know,
wait a minute.
We need a lot
of
people to fight.
I'm one of them.
You're one of them.
I'm one of them.
You're only one, and we need more than one.
And we need everyone.
We need many. So we appreciate
them all. And one, and one, and one, and one.
And we appreciate
and one, and
you
one,
all.
And one
I want to thank
adds
you.
Adds up to billions and millions.
My darling listener or webcam viewer in your mansion on a hill or your cardboard box or your iPhone
Wherever you are, I want you to be good. I want you to take inspiration from Nina Hartley and Carol Queen and Jamie and Natasha and Tommy and Sister Mel. And I want you to try not to hurt anybody. Pursue and cultivate all the sexual pleasures of life. But make like bonobos, not baboons. Make love, not war. Make love to someone you love tonight, even if that someone is you. I love you.
She's so hot.
Damn, yummy, yummy.
You need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else, but you can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you. No fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.